This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Snow's the word in much of the country, but so's the word drought. In Texas and parts of the far west, the rain has been sparse for almost 2 years. Marketplace's Adrian Hill looks at how we value the water that we have.
I shower nearly every day. Long, hot showers. I think about the day ahead, what I'm going to wear. Sometimes I hum. I do not think about water.
We wake up in the morning, we turn on the tap, and out comes as much water as we want for less than we pay for cell phone service or cable television.
Robert Glennon is the author of Unquenchable, America's Water Crisis and What to Do About It. He's also a professor at the University of Arizona.
Unfortunately, when most of us think about water, we think of it as the air, like the air, infinite and inexhaustible, when for all practical purposes, it's very finite and very exhaustible.
As we know from our economics classes, treating supply as if it's unlimited, inexhaustible when it's not, likely means one thing. Most of us don't pay enough for it. Peter Glick is president of the Pacific Institute, which studies water use in California. He says if you take a look at the complex set of laws in place around water, who gets it, who doesn't?
It's not a rational system.
A more sensible system would be more efficient. We'd allocate differently, price differently. And he says we'd think differently.
The value of water is more than just the amount of money we can get out of using it to do something.
The value of water extends beyond the value to farmers and businesses, to the ecosystem and environment. A value, Glick says, California's ignored for a long time.
Because of that, our wetlands have disappeared and our fisheries are dying and our salmon are going extinct.
But revaluing water, pushing back against current policy, isn't for the faint of heart. Here's Arizona's Glennon again.
The reality is that if you want to have a short life as a public official, what you want to do is to advocate raising the price of water.
But sometimes a drought can force the issue. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.